This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise BizBytes. My name is Rich Bradbury, in the studio with
Christine Wong
and Vinny Raj.
Did Gary Vee just say I need to get punched in the face to succeed?
You should be able to be punched in the face to succeed.
No, you should be able to absorb being punched in the face to succeed.
Just wanted to check. Okay. All right. Okay, so we started off today's show with a story about hygiene scores for restaurants. Yelp is rolling this out across the US, across a few states right now, and they're hoping to do it state by state and to fill out the whole of the US, I'd assume, over the next few months.
Yep.
Of course, Malaysia does not have Yelp. Well, really something similar. We have Zomato, I think, is a very similar kind of rating thing. Mm. We have ratings within the restaurants, which go from A, B's to C's. Is there a D?
I've never seen a D either.
I don't think we would, right?
Yeah.
But what we're talking about now is whether or not you would go to the same restaurant that you've been going to for a while if you knew that the hygiene rating was low. So we've had some responses on WhatsApp and we've had a couple on Instagram. Christine,
we've got a great comment on WhatsApp. This is coming from Scoot, who just says, hi there, guys. We're Malaysians and dirty, filthy, disgusting street food and mamak is a part of our culture. That is the reason we have titanium stomachs. All the exposure to this food is the reason why Malaysians are so tough.
This is true.
That is the most patriotic thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
It's great.
She played in the 31st.
Next month. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Any more?
Not about the food times, no, sadly.
Right. Folks, get in touch, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp or on Twitter and Instagram at BFM Radio. There was a couple of things about the DNA story, though. What was that?
So we talked about how basically it's been proven that education does lie within your genes. So we've got a couple of messages about that. We've got basically, this is from Wan Jawad, who says, in terms of having the choice to manipulate genetic predisposition, not every parent cares for their child to succeed in traditional education, so perhaps just knowing would allow them to adjust their lifestyle and direction that they encourage their children towards in excelling in different ways. We also have a WhatsApp message from 7646, who just says, regarding the designer babies, it's like Gattaca. You can develop specialized individuals for different roles, and non-designer babies will end up being marginalized for not having a skill set deemed useful, which is harsh, but probably true.
That's probably what we said as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, let's move on to story number three then. It is about from rags to recyclables. A local story, this one.
Yay! Yeah.
So it's by Saim Dabi. Saim Dabi Plantation, more specifically. So they say that normally fabric from unwanted clothing and soft toys often end up in landfills, where textile waste contributes to about 4% of total waste generated in the country. So to reduce fabric waste in landfills, Saim Dabi Plantation and Cloth Cares, cloth with a K, has launched its fabric recycling initiative at the Saim Dabi headquarters in Arah Damansara. They say that this is part of our bigger waste recycling plan for Saim Dabi to reduce the number of landfills in our operations through waste segregation. So this is it's something that we don't think about as often, because we often think about like plastics and, you know, glass and all sorts of other waste, but not many people actually focus on fabric and textile waste itself. So they are taking the initiative to sort of look at that segment and reduce it as much as they can. They say that they've successfully reduced about 157 landfills by 37%, and we hope to reduce it by 50% in 2021 and 70% by 2023.
Excellent.
This is according to Chief Sustainable Officer Dr. Simon Lord. In Malaysia, about 2,000 tons of textile waste was produced every day, which is huge. For now, there are about two 1.82 meter high fabric recycle bins within their premises, the Saim Dabi premises itself, where people can drop off all their textiles that they don't want to use anymore. Where they accept old toys, old clothes, bags, and other fabric items. Once the bins are full, Cloth Cares will collect the contents and segregate them at their collection centers. Items in good condition will be sent to charity and other organizations and stuff locally and abroad, while others that cannot be used will be made into like cleaning cloth for fabric pallets and for Saim Dabi Plantation to fuel their boilers. Very smart. And in September, the company will launch a zero plastic initiative as well. So that's the next phase in this whole eco-friendly green thing that they are doing. So far, Cloth Cares has collected about 10,000 kilograms of old fabric and recycled them into cleaning cloth, pillows, and even bedding items since 2017. 2017. And for those of us, like everyone listening, and those of us who want to repurpose unused fabric, we can drop it off at nearby recycling bins that accept textile, or we can pass it to ClothCare. So if you want their contact details, just Google them. It's very easy to find. And just figure out where they are at the, you know, that week or that month, or you could go to them and then drop it off there itself.
Is it me, or do people actually start making starting to make a difference now? You know, we're seeing a lot of these kind of things coming into place. Even today, when I walked into McDonald's this morning, don't judge me, I was going for like a cup of coffee this morning, and I noticed that they got a new sign up that's I haven't seen in the last few days. As of August 1st, I think it was, we are no longer giving out plastic straws unless you ask for them. You know, step in the right direction, I feel.
Yeah, I think definitely it's a step in the right direction. But what is interesting about this story to me is that I've never thought of fabric, as you said, Arvin, as something that needs to be recycled. Because I don't know about you guys, but I've always had this conception in my brain that fabric waste was like biodegradable or something. You know, that like moths would eat it and stuff, because the moths eat cloth. But then it's just occurred to me that there's a lot of different types of cloth, and some of them, like I guess polyester and stuff, might not break down as well as other things and such like. So I think it's interesting that, and great that, you know, they're taking the initiative to realize that this is a problem, and to not just recycle, but to actually upcycle, you know, these products and to actually still retain them and make them useful.
I mean, one of the big reasons that there is so much stuff to recycle, and because of fast fashion and stuff like online retailers and whatever, you know, people will buy stuff on a whim from these online retailers. They'll get it, it's not exactly what they want, and rather than send it back, they'll just throw it away. And that becomes a bit of an issue, you know. And I've seen piles of this kind of stuff where I used to live just up the road. You'd see just people throwing it away at the side of the road.
So what do you do with your like old clothes and stuff?
I recycle it, you know. I separate it into bags of whether or not it's cottons and whether or not it's polyester and man-made stuff, and I'll put it separately, and then I'll call somebody and they'll come out and fetch it.
You give it to other people, like
if they want it? Yeah. I'll do that too.
So that's what I normally do. I just, like, you know, it becomes like hand-me-downs kind of thing. But if they don't want to use it anymore, then they send it off. But that's the thing, I've never thought about where the clothes go if they don't want it. So I give it to like cousins and like friends, just, you know, anyone who, they're good clothes. Sometimes I just grow out of them, sometimes I just put on maybe 5 kgs extra.
Maybe,
and then eating at your favorite clean mummocks place.
So I need to give it to others, but I've never actually thought about where those clothes go.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to go for some music. We've got a little bit of The Darkness coming up with I Believe in a Thing Called Love. If you have any messages you want to send in regarding the story about the hygiene scores for restaurants, would you still eat at your go-to restaurant if it's under a certain hygiene score? Let us know, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp or on Twitter and Instagram at BFM Radio. Time for some more music here on Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.